Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Ends, words in Seattle, whatever, me, Greg, or me host thing, not normal nerd talk, longer, dumber nerd talk. Very good. Like. no, Brandon, he's trapped in Hawaii or on the way back from Hawaii or...
Trapped in Hawaii.
Yeah, parent trapped in Hawaii. I'm not really sure how that works. I've, of course, never seen that film, but anyway.
Chinese finger trapped.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. But I thought I updated all this.
I don't know.
I said other things where you're the learning language model for thick girls to text about sex. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that too.
Is that what I said before?
It works. Close enough.
Well, he likes Spamasubi or something. He's the Mandarin warrior in his siege.
Niola, Wanchang, howdy, Che Lama, can I pet your cat?
Once again, I haven't finished my dinner, so I'll just be,
Oh, that's cool. I should have got something to eat.
Hey, don't say what this is, because I got to talk some smack, and I'm not going to say the name of the, I'm having a dessert. From a
waffle cone
from a fast food place, and we'll just leave it at that. Not helping us behind the scenes, and then schooling us at the end. We don't have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Nut Gervin. Neither of us a scientist, engineer. Collectively, maybe one supervillain, but if you are those things, let us know what we get wrong, what we get right. NerdTalkPlus.com is where you can go. You can tell a friend, write a review, find us online to say sexy things about Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com.
Man. We're really left to our own devices right now.
It's never for the best.
I'm sorry in advance, everyone.
Yeah.
But thank you to everybody who contacted us again. People are still catching up on that other episode. And people had some rave reviews about you, Brandon, and I just having a chuckle fest. It's been great. Oh, yeah. A special little note here from our friend Ari.
Hi.
Remember, Ari?
Yeah, what's up, dummy?
Hey, Ari. All right. How's your mouth?
Yeah. How's that mouth?
Is your mouth good?
Man, it's all right.
So she sent us a message. Jesus effing Christ. Happy Easter, by the way, to everybody. So Jesus effing Christ. No. I am so glad I didn't listen to the pod since before surgery, because laughing would have literally killed me.
Oh, man. It could have been our first fatality.
Man, just put that on the chart. Man, you know, could we... We need a time machine.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you failed us, actually, Ari. Also, was it mouth surgery?
Yeah, how's your mouth?
Yeah.
How's your throat? It's good.
Well, okay, easy.
What?
Easy. All right. Keep going.
Just checking on my friend. a couple of messages. Hey, did you actually go see Project Hail Mary like you said in the Discord? Yes, I did.
Oh, I thought me, because I also saw it. We could talk about that.
Oh, you
now.
Did?
Yeah, it's all film.
Yeah. Outstanding. Oh, what?
Yes. Has Kirk seen a film?
Project Hail Mary.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I have seen Project Hail Mary, and it was good.
Yes, I agree. It was good.
We'll get to it in a minute. How about that? We'll get to it in a minute.
Sure. I was fine leaving it at that, too.
Okay, great. Well, I've thoughts, and I want to see if I'm being a dick or not. Chances are yes, but it's fine.
Yeah, plenty of people have thoughts, and it's okay. It's mostly from people who have read the book. I cannot read, so therefore, I have different thoughts.
Hold the phone. I didn't say I read the book. I had someone read it to me, and he happens to be a professional book reader, so it was really nice.
And that's kind of what I am, but I can't claim that I read.
Yeah, exactly. They just say the line to you, and then you say it back to them.
And then I repeat it back to them. I'm just parroting them.
Like Ichiro having his own translator at the Mariners, even though he knew English. Yes. He was just like, nah, I'm not. I'm going to make this guy say it to me first. So everything you say to me has to be said twice. Cool?
Perfect. And yeah, that's all I want to get to.
Okay. Well, okay. I just had I've got two fast food related things to talk about. All right.
Ooh.
One of them, I just went through the drive-thru and... I want to be clear. I'm supportive of just everybody, okay? Just as long as you're not a fascist. I'm like, whatever. Because what I'm going to say is going to make me sound like a real dick.
we need some we need some benchmark music for Republican
sound offensive to women.
I wish we had that recorded.
Me too. I don't really have any regrets about that. I have a lot of guilt and a lot of regrets in my life. I'm more sad for Brandon that he was uncomfortable with our behavior than anything.
Oh, man. But everybody else there loved us. He was just, you know, very shy.
Yeah. You know, it's just, he was just high. That's all. But I just went to a fast food place. And if you are working the drive-through, mm-hmm. and you don't have at least a basic command of the English language down, like we gotta go to the bullpen and call in the righty. Like,
oh my God,
we don't need a national language. We don't need anything. But like, if you're communicating with the people and you can't see them and you need to process basic things. Yeah. So the fast food place that I go to, the soda machine isn't working. Okay. Whatever. The guy's like, yeah, that's not good. I was like, I want a root beer because it's too late for anything with caffeine. Oh, because I'm a million. And so, yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, that we don't have that. It's not working. And I was like, okay, well, then just a Coke will work. And he's like, no. I was like, okay, well, could I just have water, like a bottle of water? Oh, yeah, no problem. Well, okay, great. Pull up to the thing. It's $3 more expensive than it's supposed to be. And I was like, what? Why is it so expensive? And he's like, well, the other guy who also doesn't speak English is like, he does a little bit, enough for us to communicate, but he's like, oh, it's the water. And I'm like, yeah, but like, then give me a Coke. And he's like, oh, we don't have that. And I was like, well, then what do I get with this meal?
Orange juice.
And he was like, no drink. And I was like, you're just not going to give me a thing that I'm paying for? And I was just like, nope, we're not doing that. He's like, right. He's like, you could buy the bottle of water. And I was like, I mean, just give me the water. Like, how are you beholden to this company? Who gives a crap? Like, also, it's not like the giant conglomerate is going to be like, well, we were going to make it until one night in Seattle, we ran out of our fountain machine. All of the fountain machines in the whole building stopped working. And so we had to give out free bottles of water. And that's how the whole thing went down. Like, nah.
Man, so, oh, man. That's terrible.
I think that's just crazy behavior. In positive fast food news, because I've been a real crap, piece of crap lately. Have you tried the miniature taco salad from Taco Bell?
Because I have not. I've looked at it about 1,000 times, but I keep on getting the other stuff.
It just starts pushing notifications to me like, hey, dummy, you should try. You should eat a salad for once.
Eat a salad. Don't like salad? Try a taco salad.
We'll put 10,000 calories on it, but like, you should get some greens there, guy. Okay. That's the best Bud Light commercial. The Mr. Taco Salad Inventor. You took something healthy and gave it 10,000 calories.
Mr. Taco Salad Adventure.
And so I went 2 days in a row to get that little some old bitch. It made me wonder, their miniature taco salads, it made me wonder, why not the full-size taco salad, Taco Bell?
It's for people on a diet. Remember when McDonald's started selling salads? Because they wanted to be healthier and just nobody bought them.
I think they still do have salads.
Do they? Sure.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't
know. Do you remember another thing in Burger King's favor? Not having to need to defend Burger King.
No, of course not, because all fast food chains are equally awesome, except for Chipotle, which is the best because, boy, I love Chipotle. I do love Chipotle, but it's
somebody wants free guac.
I do a Chipotle endorsement, so you will hear me on the radio being like, you should eat Chipotle because,
hey Chipotle, can I have an endorsement? I will take free queso blanco. That's all I want.
Oh man, I just want a Chipotle burrito right now. Anyway.
Me too.
Something in Burger King's favor?
Oh yeah. So remember when McDonald's started selling salads because everybody was like, oh, we need to get healthier and fast food, and Burger King went like the complete opposite way.
As I'm eating like ice cream.
started selling the double breakfast sandwich with like two things of sausage, four pieces of bacon, and like five eggs. And then, oh yeah, put it on a double biscuit or whatever.
On purpose they did that?
Yeah.
Like as a, oh, everyone's selling salads. We're yeah, double, like, we're going to double with, down with the double down.
Like I say, have it your way.
It's all right. It's all right. I love a croissant sandwich. We've established this. So a double croissant sandwich sounds delicious.
Mm. Oh, I want a croissant sandwich.
I haven't had a croissant sandwich in at least a decade. Huge mistake, obviously.
I have to be here tomorrow so early. I think I might get a croissant sandwich on the way in.
Yeah. Let me know how that goes.
I'll eat it on video for you.
No, I mean, I don't.
I'll just, no, I'm going to FaceTime you.
You're going to mukbang it for me?
Yeah. I'm going to send the
that,
whole thing
in my mouth. Did I use that phrase right? I think
I don't know, but I like it. Maybe I get 10 of them and just eat them while you're on the air. It's FaceTimed.
Large quantities of food while interacting with viewers. Yeah. Often highlighting intense ASMR sounds. This sounds exactly like what you want to do to me. I feel like.
Yeah. Among other things.
Mukbang translates to eating broadcast, I guess. I don't.
Man. So lame. Should be something cool.
Chubby Korean girls just going for it is what a genre of internet. Well, that's not okay.
I can't believe you said that.
Just put a, I'll put an errant beep in there. There we go. Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't mukbang me, okay? I'm not interested. It's not
too late. It's going to happen tomorrow.
Remember last week when we were like, sex is a sport in Sweden. And then 35 seconds later, after one simple Google, it was like, nah, it's a hoax.
That's not true.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it's terrible. I was really hoping that would be something.
It's still in my notes. It's just like I have ongoing notes in my.
Yeah, we actually got notes from people about that, too. They were like, what? Really? No. This is terrible news. What,
can we start one? Like, how do we get the association going? Let's get the association back together.
That's right. Start a league. What is it? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and Ladies.
I don't know what happened. Perhaps it was a failure of my relationship. Perhaps it was this podcast. I think it's those two things, but I am so afraid of sex right now.
Somehow this is going to turn into my fault. That was another note that we got from somebody. They were like, Greg, within seconds, said, people like Siege turned me into this thing. But everybody in their life needs somebody like Siege to build them up.
I stand by that paraphrasing of what I said.
Yeah. I mean,
you gave me a runway, but then you walked me down that aisle. Like it was like, you're my life, marriage, dad. Thank you.
Beautiful.
My real dad is dead. So I have a Siege now.
Wow. I'm your dad. And
are you amazed that my dad is dead? I'm like, my dad is dead. You're like, wow. It's so cool.
I remember
when Peepaw died.
I was there.
You were there. Well, oh, good.
Well.
Someone had to hold the pillow down.
That's right.
Siege working at the old folks' home, whatever they call that. You could probably think of something, people listening, but there's almost nothing that smells as bad as an old folks' home.
Oh man,
it is not pretty. Anyway,
we run out of smells, like new smells.
Isn't this Brandon's thing?
Yeah.
Isn't he like all about the.
He's always about like, have we run out of different things?
No, but are it was like, it was this? Specifically smells.
One of them?
I think this is a Brandon thing. Let's see if I can.
Wow, we're in reruns?
Brandon, did you say we're out of new smells? <the text. laughs> Monday night.
I was thinking about that today too.
I feel like this is a Brandon thing. I'm almost certain that he was the one who. Well, hopefully, he gets back to us. I mean, before tomorrow, which is more likely what will happen.
He's in a different. Is he in a different day? No, he's in a different time.
I think he's back because I saw his wife, who's had two kids and was out there rocking a two-piece bathing suit. I can't rock a one-piece bathing suit because I'm so horribly insecure, let alone
that's just comfort. That's not about ability.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, anyone can, as long as you have, like, Darth Maul can't, you know what I mean? But, like, that's like, he was cut in half at the waist, so it's like, Anyway,
there's a will, there's a way.
I'm going to have to go back and kind of clean this up a little bit. it's not
very, it makes no, leave it.
All right, I'm leaving
it. Send this episode to Cage.
Please do. No, I'm amazed. And so it was about another great trip to the place where we like to the whatever, Hawaii. And like, so I think that they're coming back right now. So hopefully that means Brandon will actually respond or whatever, but I don't know, whatever. Siege, it was today big news in the world of Nerd Talk. We had the Artemis 2, the mission to send astronauts to the moon, around it, and back, but not to the surface of the moon.
My favorite astronaut ever up there.
Christina Koch?
Hell yeah.
Because her last name's Koch?
Well, I think she pronounces it Cook, but yeah, I'll take Koch.
Isn't it K-O-C-H?
It is K-O-C-H, but I think she pronounces it Cook. I don't know.
More like Kook. What is she doing? Then wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she's a toilet plumber, man.
Oh, my God. They gave her toilet responsibilities to someone else today. I've been watching the live feed all day. It's like, also, to be fair, I don't know anyone else's name. I know that there's Christina Koch because I'm a creep. And then there's three dudes, and one of them is of color. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. NASA's credit, looking at the mission control, man, if you compare it to the last time we went to the moon to now, there is so much more diversity. People in STEM has worked. There are so many, like there was specifically so many women that were in the whatever the second shift or whatever it was that just started before we started recording. I was just watching for a few minutes before I came up here and I was like, God, there's so many women. And well, I want the digits of some of them, to be honest with you. I want a lady scientist in my life.
Listen, if you want to enslave me quicker than having a thick goth Latina, just Christina Koch. I'm there.
I saw a thing today that said, would you rather have maybe it was in our group chat, I don't know, a big boobed goth girl who loves you or a friend who always falls for D's nuts and loves it.
Oh, man.
And I was like, well, I mean, I was like, I already have this podcast, so I don't think I need
this. I was going to say, we've got the D's nuts.
We have gravy.
Brandon and gravy.
I'm joking, guys. That's not. But I'm serious about this podcast being enough for me about being able to say ridiculous stuff.
Yes, we've ruined you and brought you back.
Me?
Or me specifically? I've done that.
Well, I think
that you're so pretty today. I can't stop staring you in the face.
I'm using my iPhone as my camera, and it's.
Oh my HDR god! Is mode. It picking up on your eyes?
I know. I definitely look like a former fascist leader's youth. That's for sure. But it's,
I mean, that's not the angle and the smile that you're giving me. It's like, I mean, I feel like you're trying to kiss me.
Use this as my, here we go. I've got Boo from Super Mario. Just do that
the whole time. Oh my God.
Okay. Sorry. Now that it's weird. Anyway.
It's just a nice reprieve from today. It's been a crazy day today. I mean, driving up here is so mad on the highway that I stopped by the karate store on the way to work and bought. Yeah, I went to the karate store and I bought nunchucks to go along with my machete. What? You don't have a karate store?
I don't know.
Oh, you need to start looking this stuff up.
Now, hold on. To me, karate stores have existed for 34 seconds. Okay, that's like the
really
the origin story of the karate store in my life happened
centuries
less than a minute ago.
Like, wow! Oh man, this place is great. You can get throwing stars, urban assault weapons, staffs with blades on the end. I thought of them.
Throwing stars was going to be the end. You can get throwing stars.
You can get throwing stars.
Period. All right, Shinobi. Let's that's go. It.
No, I mean, it's awesome. You can get like all sorts of stuff there. Not even just for karate.
I have this broken thing in my head where I think that you live on A1A Beachfront Avenue.
Pretty close.
A couple hours, right? But I just think that like when you go down to the karate store, it's just there. Vanilla Ice is singing to you. Yeah.
It's just a karate. Man, we got all sorts of stores. We got like karate stores, spy stores, sex stores, whatever.
I've heard of spy stores, sex stores. I drove by one today and my kid was like, what's that? And I was like, no, don't worry about that.
Don't worry. Uncle Siege will take you later.
We're going to, we went go-karting today.
Yes, finally. How did he love it? Did he love it?
I don't know how to say this. I definitely don't want to sound like I'm being a turd about this, but he, let's just say he does not have the killer instinct. We get out there and he's faster than I am in our racing simulator. Oh, you got that backwards.
Say, he kills
you
it
coughed and then you muted yourself. That was
of
amazing.
Course, go figure.
He's faster than me in the racing simulator. And I was like, dude, it's just like the simulator. Just press the gas pedal. Just go as fast as you can and then hit the brakes when you need to and turn or whatever. And he was like,
but there's vibration in my butt.
He was real worried about it. And then when they were like, oh, you guys can't go at the same time. And I was like, why not? Like, why can't I drive right behind him so he feels, or right in front of him so he feels safe or whatever. They're like, it's just too big a difference in weight
skill.
And I was like, okay, so he like gets out there and he's the last little one in his little group of five or six or whatever. And he comes out and he's just like, he was like the ghost chasing Pac-Man around.
Yes, the ghost car. They do replays.
I don't say this too much because I'm not a southerner, but bless his heart. He was so,
I know, for real.
He was so sweet. Just like, boop, 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 boop. And I'd like, he'd get to the straight. I'd be like, go, go. And he'd be like, hi, Dad. How's it going?
This is the first time, man.
And then the same kid about his age who does not have a problem pressing the throttle all the way to the ground and crashing into everything hit him like significantly twice.
Wow. Okay,
I get it. It's like there's not supposed to be any. I just don't want him like mentally damaged from like emotionally damaged from this experience. Yeah. I want him to go and like have a blast. And then not get blasted and be like, I'm never doing that again. That was terrifying. And so this kid hits him so hard that he spins and then he gets stuck up against the freaking fence. And so it's an electric place. So they like turn everyone down.
Electric fence?
He is electrocuted. Anyway, I'm in the market for a new child.
Nice. I got one you can have.
Anyone's heading to China. I'll go with you, I guess, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Boy strip. But,
takes on a new meaning, I guess. But he it's so, all the moms are there and they're like, oh my god, look at him. I was like, oh, come on, buddy, you can do it. Be very supportive. Crashes and then I mimic to him, hit the button on the steering wheel for reverse and then press the gas. And he like looks down and he hits it and presses the gas and it backs up and he's like, oh, this is cool. And all the moms start cheering for him and then he drives off, whatever. Again, at like the fastest lap was a 41 and he drove for the first seven laps, he drove over a minute. So he was literally 50% slower than everybody. 69. I'll check the stats here before the show's over. Anyway, he gets out of the thing.
Because we are like, accurate.
I was like, what did you think? Oh, nothing but. Thank you, Pod Ranker. I like how their name stuck with me. That was effective.
Yeah, right?
He gets out of the go-kart, and I was like, man, that looked so fun. Did you have a good time? He goes, yeah, pretty fun. And I was like, okay. And I was like, you think you could go faster next time? And he was like, no, I think that's as fast as it goes. I was like,
sure, bud.
You sweet little thing. He's like, yeah, at first it was real slow. And then I figured out you could push it a little further and then it would go faster. And then I started going fast. And I was like, right. Then you started going fast. Okay.
Let's crank his seat all the way forward.
I was like, when people went zooming by you, was it scary or anything? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, did you think maybe there was something wrong with your cart or like, nope, that's just as fast as it goes. I was like, but the other people going by. Okay, great. Great. Would you do it again? And he was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, all right, great. So we're going to go again and see if he gets better at it. But
outstanding.
I mean, bless his little heart. It was the best. It was like one of the best dad moments ever. Yeah. He was so sweet. He's out there being like, better not get in trouble. Better not hit the sides. Better make sure my dad loves me. It was like, you know, the whole time I'm on the side, just like I'm like beaming. And again, all the moms are like, look at his dad out here with his like kill, by the way. Look at his dad out here with his boy being so like worried and happy and sad at the same time. Or whatever. Anyway, we get home.
Range of emotions.
Yeah, it really was. And then I was like, oh, I was so worried for him. It's just such a mess out there. I was like, he's going to die. It's terrible. His mother gets back into town today. And what happened to Harris? Oh, I died. We were doing some go-karting. And no big deal.
Just happened. Couldn't do anything.
We got a boys trip to China planned. Or we'll get you a new one. So, yeah. Anyway. So we got home, and then I started watching the Artemis coverage is what I was trying to get at a few minutes ago or whatever. And then we got sidetracked by Christina Cook, I guess is what you said. I can't handle that. Boy, they showed her in zero G today, and I was like, dang, that woman's like, she's like ripped. She's got like muscly arms.
She is a badass.
She's so cut.
She is like one of the coolest humans ever. Like if you look at it, she is the longest time in space, isn't it, for anybody consecutively on the ISS? Because I think she was like 300 and something days.
I thought one of the Kellys got that.
Oh, maybe it was one of the Kellys. Okay, so maybe it was I know it's the longest for a woman. And, of course, she's also going the furthest any woman has ever gone.
What do you call it when someone has, like their stats, like, when they're, like, when they, like, what are their accomplishments or something like that? Accomplishments?
Accomplishments?
Longest single space flight by a woman, 328 days, and conducting the first all-female spacewalk. I remember that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's total badass. She's like my hero. She's literally my favorite astronaut now.
And a plumber. Yeah.
Man, she's good with the toilet stuff.
Good with the toilet stuff. Oh, no. Hold on.
Tombstone? Title? Good with the toilet stuff.
There's no gravy today, so I have to multitask.
Oh, good old days.
Anyway, it's like I keep seeing clips of, you know, NASA deniers. Kim Kardashian is the one that comes up most often, and like,
she's a NASA denier.
Like, she acknowledges that they exist, but she was like, you know, she has all the stupid arguments. We didn't go to the moon. Where are the stars? Why is there wind? How come there's no tracks? How come, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just like all these things that are just like so easy to debunk. And again, you're like, over 50 years, thousands of employees have all kept that secret, you know, like, but you go out one time with Lewis Hamilton and the entire world knows right away. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's no way that something as significant as that could be hidden or whatever. And so then you like see all the calculations and the math and the work it takes. Like, they have a 10-year-old camera model up there that they're using, the D50 or 70. I don't shoot Nikon or whatever it is, but like, NASA is trying to get Nikon's newest camera certified. I can't remember what any of them are, but like, you have to have so many hours in space and at a certain elevation and all kinds of like 10 years of testing, it feels like, to get a camera approved to go up there, because there's so much radiation and so vibration and stuff like that. They have to know it's going to work if you're going to spend the insane amount of money to get something off the Earth into space. And so like, the idea that all of this came together, all like, you know, tens of thousands of small details all work together to send people further away from the Earth than we've ever been, while they get to miss out on us bombing other countries and all that garbage or whatever. Like, they're out there like looking back at the Earth and being like, yep, it's flat. Look at that.
I'm just worried about them having somewhere to come back to.
Yeah. And space diarrhea. That's the other thing I'm worried about.
Don't worry about it. Christina's got it. She's good with the toilet stuff.
She's got that plumbing done. So anyway, I was driving to go to the grocery store today, and I had this thought as I observed something, and it was, if you could pick like a group of people or someone to go to space, it's not you, but like, what are some ideas for some people that we send up there? Cause I have a great idea that would be,
yeah,
but it's not going to be, you asked me when I texted you, hey, remind me to tell you about this. He said,
for good or for evil.
And I was like, oh, this is definitely going to be evil for sure. I mean, like, yeah, please elaborate. Like, no, just wait.
Yeah. If like, I want to have a good time, I don't get to go though.
Yeah, you just get to you.
So I was gonna say, just send me and a bunch of furries.
If we okay, a furry. That's a great idea. They have to stay in their fursona the whole time.
Oh yes.
But the let's say if yours is chosen, you get to be at mission control for the whole thing. Okay, that's the reward. If you if the one that you pick, then you get to be at Capcom or whatever.
Are they going on a mission, or do we just get to send them to?
Yeah, no, they're going like Artemis 2.5. Yeah, oh, no, they're going to come back. Well, maybe.
Man, I'd send you.
Hey, that's real sweet of me.
Yeah, real sweet of you. There's nobody else I know who would deserve it.
Okay.
Who would enjoy it as much, who would get more out of it and bring us stuff back. I mean, you would definitely bring me stuff back.
Oh, I would steal all kinds of stuff from NASA. I was going to say, dude, kidding?
Every little switch that you can find, if you got a switch with a label on it that says toilet.
Yeah.
Or like switch you number 69, that's mine.
Siege, you know who sat on this toilet.
Just rip the whole thing out and bring it.
Yeah, it's a $10 billion toilet just parked in Siege. And it's like there's a poke stop outside of Siege's house.
It's just in the front yard with a plant in it. Grows better than anything you've ever seen.
So I was driving to the grocery store today and I was waiting for the light and there was there's no way this is going to be okay, but there was this homeless guy there and he was just stopped and examining something that he had found. It might have literally been nothing, but he had something and he was really into it. He was really doing some earth science for this thing and really examining it, trying to make some decisions about it, right? And I was like, I wonder what that guy would be like in space. Then I thought about it. It would be so awesome to get like four unsuspecting homeless people.
The Fentucky Derby.
Put them. I would have to suggest that they would be not drug addicts. I think that would be an important one. Okay, well, fine. It's me and three drug addicts each picks the NASA mission. Great.
I am not comfortable with this at all.
Guys, I'm not comfortable with any of this. This is
you terrible. Have to poop in front of them?
Oh.
They'd have no problem pooping in front of you. They wouldn't even use the bathroom.
Big Jim is disassembling the toilet. All right. There's no topper in there, Jim.
All right. Just reaching down in.
I just think in terms of people being shocked by going to space.
I didn't even think about that. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Now listen. Okay, good. This is exactly what I was thinking. This would be I mean, there's no way that people aren't mad at me for this take, but also, that's funny.
Oh my God, I can't breathe, I'm dying.
Something they might stay on the mission, Siege. When Big Jim starts pissing in the toilet.
Oh, he's trying to open a window. Just go out on the moon with just the helmet on.
Like literally just the helmet.
We're like, examining that same piece of rock.
Blowing in the wind. That was in a Hollywood studio.
He's looking at the same piece of rock he had in the road in front of you.
Sweet. Is that a cigarette butt? Nope. Just a small piece of glass that's cutting my fingers.
That's the same guy that Brandon was leaning out the side of the car yelling at him.
Exactly. Same dude.
Hey, get out of the road. Somehow Brandon's up there yelling at him to get out of the road too.
Yeah, obviously. Like, yeah. I just think that there's so much potential for, I feel like we need our own television network because we've got a lot of good shows.
Oh yeah.
That we've come up with now.
Like, and we had somebody sent us a message a long time ago about we should have a public access show.
Oh yeah. if that's still a thing, I don't know, but I'm in. I think it's just YouTube now. I think that's what this is.
Sure. Yeah, basically, wow, are we a public access show?
Well, unfortunately, the public does not have access, so we're a private access show, I suppose, but publicly available, just not everyone has the opportunity to use our resources. There we go.
We'll have to get that taken care of.
Dude, just imagine, like, what are the hijinks of having, well, first of all, what do you call the Homeless in Space show? It's like,
homeless really homeless
in space?
Planetless?
No, I'm dead.
They're unplanted.
They're unplanted. Okay.
Unplanted.
Oh man, I just want like turn the ISS like just take 12th and Jackson in Seattle, just shoot it up. You guys better get along, otherwise this thing's gonna deorbit. Not because of us, but just because you got to keep it flying.
Yeah. I got to do laps around the inside to make it centrifugal gravity.
I love that. Send up just enough of the crystal to make that happen. Anyway. Okay. Well, I'm glad that when I said that, you didn't just look at me like I was crazy because I do think that that would be interesting.
Yeah. In the way sitting on your front porch is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you should. My kid all of a sudden out of nowhere, he's like, can we throw the football? And I was like, you know what a football is? Like what? Yeah. Okay, cool. And now it's like his favorite thing. He just wants to go outside and play football. And it's just us throwing a Nerf football around and like pretending to be teams. And he names the teams and there's not a lot of sense to it, but it's a lot of fun. But
Meanwhile,
it's the Bitey Dogs versus the Shaggy Cats and the crazy emus. And there's one other, I can't remember. Anyway. We're both teams, obviously. We're always on offense. Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, like we're in the park doing this and around us, I'm like head on a swivel because there's who knows what kind of crime happening at all different angles. But like, I think everyone, for the most part, finds joy in a child being happy. And so like, they, you know, no one gives a crap about us. I'm more worried about having to karate fight someone that we're about to send to space. It's like,
I'm just waiting for a crowd to gather around you guys and start cheering you on. And
I am horrified of that moment.
Go, Mighty Dogs!
Mighty Dogs suck. Let's go, emus! I'm a Mighty Dogs fan. I'm supposed to be impartial because I'm also the all-time quarterback, unless we run a trick play, which we have.
Oh, so,
yeah.
You get the Heisman catch?
Also, right. Right. There's like a lot of flea flickers and stuff like that. And it's like, that's fun. But also, he has no idea how football works.
Sounds like he knows exactly how it works.
He knows how space football works. That's for damn sure.
So. Space football is better. You guys invent new football?
Oh, I think so. We have new golf now and new football.
We're steadily making the sports world better.
Well,
for us,
we're steadily changing the sports world. How about that?
Yeah. Yes, I like that.
Just an aside, I actually had dreams this week.
Whoa!
Should we do a reel this week in dreams, or should we? Well, tell you what, when we come back, we'll do this week in dreams. What the?
It's my machete. Just wanted to show you.
Some people go to the bathroom during the break. Oh, it's got a bike chain for a fist guard.
Yep.
What do you call that part that covers up the hands when you're sword fighting?
I call this brass knuckles.
Yeah, it's like bike chain knuckles. I mean, it would still hurt or whatever, but do you think that...
Now that's a knife.
Do you think that knife is... You think it's sharp enough to actually cut stuff well or dull enough to cut stuff bad?
Oh, no. This is... I could cut paper with it just if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You remember when I was in Orlando and I tried to get the machine guns but didn't because they couldn't fit below my driver's seat?
No. Because
this was in there.
Oh. Well, sometimes you just got to have a machete with you.
I guess, yeah, what else are you going to do if you get in a machete fight?
Hey.
Lose?
Question of the week. I mean. So, yeah, by the time this comes out, if once I'm done editing it, I guess those astronauts will be back to Earth probably, or pretty close to it. But
yeah, weren't they at their closest point of the moon today?
Yeah, they got to the closest that they would get to the moon about 4,000 somethings away.
4,000 feet. 4,000 miles.
I think meters something. Or kilometers. It's one of the two.
Yeah. No real difference.
Barely a factor of 100. But yeah, they got real close today. Also, the furthest that humans have ever been from space.
Listen, yeah, that's right.
Let's take the machete away from our head, please, okay?
Oh, no, it's fine. The blade's pointing the other way.
Oh.
I drive like this all the time.
I'm changing lanes. Out of the way, you dumb bitch.
Swerve once, let them know I'm coming, then just go.
Dude, that was that's one of the most effective things I've ever learned about driving and just about being a human.
Give a warning shot and you're fine.
I was visiting my friend in San Francisco and he's a disaster. And, but he had a car for some reason and we'd be driving and he was like, oh yeah, I don't ever worry about driving. And I was like, really? San Francisco is crazy. He's like, no, I'm crazier. And I was like, you're the least crazy. You're like the biggest stoner, slowest person I know. And then he would just like start revving his car and then like jerk forward towards people. And then like, they'd all be like, what the hell? And then he would just drive off in front of them. Cause no one would go. And I was like, you're crazy. And he was like, I told you. It's the best strategy. And I was like, wow. And so, yeah, he would like just kind of swerve like he was going to come over and people would like brake hard and then he'd be able to get in and they'd be furious. But he was like, I don't care.
I'm in now.
Yeah, this is my defensive driving. I was like, that is literally offensive driving, sir. But okay.
Well, when I was when we were just doing that road trip, when my son was here for spring break and we were going to Daytona and Cocoa Beach and all that stuff, I was driving like 100, telling my son, listen, you drive away from the other people, therefore you're not in danger anymore. You get out of trouble that way.
Yeah, if you're not in a pack, then you don't have to worry about pack mentality.
Exactly. See?
Yeah, well, that's terrible advice.
But excellent parenting.
Also, not that.
Oh, man.
Damn it. God, why does this always happen to me? What were we saying?
Friend in San Francisco, he was crazier than everybody else.
So we go to this MotoGP race, this thing that I do from time to time. And we're in a parking lot that like we didn't move for like 45 minutes. We were like, it felt like we were at the end of the lot. Everyone else had kind of gotten around us or whatever. And I was like, listen, dude, this is my crazy friend. A day later, I was like, listen, man, we're going to go back the wrong way, the way that we are not supposed to go. And then we're just going to go to where there's a $10 an hour person working the gate right there. And then they're just going to let us out. And he was like, driving through the parking lot, dust kicking up everywhere. People are like, what the F? Get there. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Let me just get out. And the guy's like, okay. And just like opens the thing up. We saved like 2 hours of traffic just being assholes. It was incredible. And that taught me something about, like, don't worry so much about what other people are up to. Try not to endanger them, I think, is a better thing. Like, we probably weren't safe doing that. But he still, 20 years later, brings that up. He's like, remember that time you told me to just drive through that parking lot and we just did it and we saved hours? And I was like, you should be a dad, because that's like a dad memory, being like, remember that time we got through security real fast?
That's fantastic.
So anyway, I do the same kind of
advice. It's like if you're driving around in Dade, Miami-Dade County, and you use a turn signal, all you're doing is signaling to other people to go on defense and block you from doing what you want to do. So that's why you don't use turn signals down here. Yeah. Or you're telling them that you're from Ohio and that you are going to get robbed.
Unless you got a machete and you're using a turn signal.
A machete.
Right. That's perfect. I found it, by the way. He's machete. The official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex.
Yes.
I just had to read down literally three lines and it was right there.
It's all the preparation we do.
all the preparation H we snort. That's
But that would clear out your sinuses.
It would have a nice numbing effect, that's for sure. Yeah.
You really got to polish my machete. Dude, you look so good, man. I can't tell.
So good today.
Oh, I just want to take screenshots and post them up all over my room.
Like Gravy. Well, not that part. Gravy's definitely taking screenshots of us during this. Thank you, Gravy. That's the best. So.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. He's not here.
Oh, did I write that other thing? Oh, I didn't bother writing that down? Well, that seems like a terrible mistake. All right.
It's all right. One thing we're good at, apparently.
Here's a note that I wrote.
Ooh.
Kick meth with more drugs. No context. I have literally nothing that suggests what that is about. Just like,
I like it.
If you need to get
listen, if you're on meth,
yeah,
what can you do but find better drugs?
No, I remember what it was. It was some like in Australia, they're giving people a medicine for depression. And whoa. They gave it to some people on meth, I guess. I don't remember exactly. And this is the accuracy part to a T. And they found that this specific depression drug helped people get off methamphetamines. Apparently, I did not know this. Australia, big problems with methamphetamine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. It's kind of fun.
They don't have the same gun problems as us. When they do, it's terrible, but. Not like here where it's like a guy changing lanes has his gun out to make sure that you're or buying machine guns or whatever it was that you were trying to do.
Yeah, well,
basically yeah. Anything that Siege does.
I'm just listen. The only reason I think that we should have guns is for me on the highway.
Hmm.
If you're going too slow in the left-hand lane, I would like to shoot your tires out.
Oh my God.
That's really, I mean, I'm not trying to injure anybody. I just want to blow up your car and ruin your day.
Yeah, and life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Washington has a huge problem with this. It is unbelievable how bad left lane campers are. And I'll say it again. Left lane is for crime. It's yeah. not for just like, I'm going to get away from all the people changing lanes. No! It's for crime.
No.
Technically, when you go 10 miles under the speed limit in the left lane, that is a crime. That yes. is not what I'm talking about. Okay, that's
different,
not the type of
different crime. The fun crime, not the not commit crime. Crime.
Wrong spectrum of crime. You lose.
Yes.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
More towards okay. the noble, less Barnes.
Oh boy. Time to go into my deep pool of what we talked about on Nerd Talk this week. I seriously don't have any recollection of a Chinese scientist in China. I noted. Have an idea for lighting the world, but not having the harmful emissions that go along with making artificial light. They engineered plants to grow plants to glow in the dark. Taking genetic markers found in fireflies and fungi, they add them to the plants and the hybrids will lightly glow when the sun goes down. That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome. How does that work? I don't know. My notes.
I don't know how bioluminescence works. I'm not a scientist. I say it at the beginning. I don't have to know. It wouldn't replace street lights necessarily, but it would make like parks less sexual assaulty. I think if you had glowing.
I don't know if I support this.
I don't know if the plan is. Wait, hold on. Are they susceptible to machetes or like how does this work? Like,
yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, this is just for gardening.
This would be awesome for ravers. Like if you were like having a dance party at the park and it was full of glowing plants.
You can do it outdoors now.
Yeah, I want to
bring it back. Bring it back. The 2030s are all about outdoor raves.
Dude, I remember all those flyers and everything. You used to have to call a payphone and like they would tell you where to go.
It was the first show I ever produced on air was for 103.1 The Buzz. And it was, what was it? I can't even remember the name of it. Electronic Buzz. And we were literally in like the late 90s, early 2000s, sponsoring raves at warehouses and going to them and setting up there. And it was just incredible. We were doing remotes like just about every weekend from a warehouse in like Lake Worth, Florida. And it was insane.
That's awesome, dude. I wonder what the machete to plant ratio was there.
There's a lot of pills. I know that.
This is good news. How would you like it if instead of needing to take magic mushrooms, you could just eat tomatoes and get the same high as a psilocybin mushroom?
I would definitely do that. Can we do sauces? Can you imagine eating pizza and just getting...
I'll allow it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The future of psychedelic therapy, I think it's probably called psychoactive therapy, probably, but I just wrote psychedelics. That sounds nice. Magic mushrooms, getting weirder. Scientists figured out how plants and fungi and even toads produce psychoactive chemicals and can now engineer them into other plants. Dude, what would be better than going to the rave in the park? All the plants are glowing, and if you eat them, you get
You can eat a toad, lick a tomato's butt.
Oh, man. Like when it's a big round tomato with a crack in the middle there. Yeah.
Like, just like MTV when they banned Sir Mix-a-Lot's video.
What are those tomatoes called? Were the heirloom? Is that what they are?
Are they the heirloom? Are they Roma? Are they Big Red?
I think of the heirloom ones that crack. I like that.
Big Red's the cinnamon one.
Anyway, you can read about it at iflscience.com. Soon we could have tomato plants that allow you to microdose on mental health drugs. We're using that.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Sure. They can synthesize 5 different psychoactive chemicals for one single plant.
What?
That's like when they, on The Simpsons, when they combined the tomato and tobacco and got tobacco and all the pigs went crazy.
Oh man, that's excellent. Oh, who did I see smoking the other day?
Like cigarettes?
Yeah. Oh. It was awesome. I was like, man, I miss cigarettes.
I was at the MotoGP race and like, there's like thousands of people in the stand and the guy in the middle of this crowd just gets out his Camels or whatever and just starts smoking butt. And like
Texas. I love it.
Well, what's crazy is that even for Texas, it was weird.
Well, you're coming from Seattle, dude.
No. Like, I was with my Texas friend, and he was still like,
what?
And this was the only guy smoking, and there was Europeans everywhere.
Wow.
It was like still Europeans very strange. Are cigarettes. What's that?
Europeans are cigarettes.
Yeah, basically with pants.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, this guy was like smoking just in the stands right there, and everyone was just like, what are you doing? It was weird, dude. Because I thought I thought a couple of years ago when I started seeing like Marlboro, like throwback, like racing Marlboro stuff start showing up again. And then combine that with the Trump administration, I was like, oh, we're going to start actively telling people to smoke. It's going to be, we're bringing that back.
Yeah, for sure.
And then that hasn't happened as much as I thought, but still.
We need to get the kids off the vapes, get them back on the cigarettes. Here, have a pack of Cools.
Ugh. Yuck.
Couldn't have picked a better cigarette, huh?
Yeah. God. Yeah. Remember when we were talking about, have I seen some film? And I was like, oh, well, I've only seen white comedies in the 90s. That's
yeah.
That's really stuck. It's really stuck with me all week. The fact that like my family was so white that like other cultures were like, really like we're going to need a white person to play that person in order for it to be okay with us. Like,
do you need me to send you recommendations?
Oh no, I don't want to watch anything ever again personally, but it's like, I saw Project Hail Mary and we talked
Hell
about
yeah.
that.
We haven't talked about it. Not enough.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I did. I did. I liked it a lot. I went with my son. He was very excited, especially after he just got the book from you, The Expanse, or the first book in the series.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I can't read again.
Of course.
Project Hail Mary, I enjoyed it. Having read the book, it was definitely made to be like an enjoyable movie in the theater. One of those, go have fun, experience something, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I fully agree. It was like all the buzz about it, everyone being so excited to see it, everything surrounding it was like, this is a fun kind of like a cultural moment.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last of those movies where it was like, you got to see this. Barbie. You got to get out and see it. What's that?
Barbie.
I thought you said Terminator. And I was like, I thought close. I hadn't seen films, but man, it's been 40 years since he thought a movie was as good as the
no, Last Action Hero.
I love that movie.
Yes.
That has Kirk seen a film.
Hey, Last Action Hero.
Yes, it is a white sort of comedy. So yeah, I've seen that.
Yes. Still if haven't seen Tango and Cash.
If there are terrorists, they're probably played by like Italians or something. Yeah. Like, you know, like I can't remember the difference between True Lies and Last Action Hero. I know that the kid is in it and the whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say.
but like Last True Lies when he flies a Harrier and like shows up. Like it shows up in the guy's face. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that was also, yeah, that wasn't that also in Last Action Hero? No, he jumped a motorcycle or a tanker truck over a bridge and into the other one.
Do not remember that at all, but that sounds awesome. See, I would totally watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. You should watch Tango and Cash.
I'm not doing that. That's
Turner and Hooch.
No. That's the same movie to me, right? That's what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, Sylvester Stallone plays the dog.
Is he in one of those?
Yeah, Tango and Cash. Two completely opposite ends of the white spectrum.
My family had a real hard time with Hollywood because it was full of liberals.
Oh, yes.
At the time, they probably would have said Jews or something like terrible like that. I'm making my family sound awful, but I'm just mad at them because on Easter, the nonsense that they were all texting was just disgusting. It's just like, man. Just keep that to yourself, you losers. I sort of love you.
I anyway. Love you because you're blood.
No, it's just like, it's because I feel a weird programming inside of me. That's like a familiarity that becomes obligation.
That's why your eyes are so blue today.
<Uh-oh>. White comedy.
You dumb bitch.
I have this thought, like, this is going to make me sound awful, of course. That's fine.
Go on.
You know, especially like let's use NASA as an example. When you see a person of color who is successful in like a STEM field, white people are like, oh, yes. Oh, great. Good for Gerald. Oh, this is excellent.
It's Gerald.
Right. I want to know if other cultures, like if black folks, if you have a white friend that acts super black, like, are you pumped about that? Are you like, yeah, dude, this guy gets it. Only you don't say those words. I'm not allowed to say the words you would say, but it's like, nor would I, to be clear.
Oh, yeah, no.
But like, okay, I'm just going to stop there. I'm going to get in trouble and it's not worth it. But it's just like, I think about these things because I want us all to get along in a way, but also I like the idea that we have our own identity. And so when we come together, we share. I think that's really nice.
You want to play a game?
No.
You want to play a bad game? It's going to get you in trouble.
No.
Okay. I have before me four names.
Okay. Great. I'm in.
They all belong on Artemis. Reed.
Dude, Victor, I'm not going to be able to do this.
Christina.
Christina White. Okay. Yeah. I know who she is.
Reed. Victor. And Jeremy.
And one of them is a person of color, right?
Correct. I can't give you last names because that would give it away.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I think I saw a post from Reed. Maybe it's like a German sounding word, like Wasser.
Wiseman.
Yeah, yeah. And so
yes.
I feel like that guy's probably white because Weiss means white. And so like, I feel like I don't know. He's white for sure.
Yes. Also, from Baltimore.
Well, okay. So he might actually be the right person to ask about, like, what do people of color think when white people assimilate? Yeah.
A Victor and a Jeremy.
You're right. It is the last name because those are both very I'm going to go Jeremy is the man of color.
What if I told you Jeremy's last name is Hansen?
Chris
and Hansen. And Victor's last name is Glover.
Well, I was wrong. But I tried with a good heart.
You did. You did.
Let's never use this game instead of Guinness time ever again.
I was going to say, was this our Guinness time?
Shout outs to the pack of hot dogs shaped pan flute that we found on the internet.
Yes.
If anyone knows how to play pan flute, let me know and I'll buy you the hot dog shaped pan flute and you can record our music for us.
I will learn. Oh, we need to get our Peruvian flute band to do it for the Guinness time.
Yeah. Have them use the hot dog thing to record the thing.
All our music is exclusively by Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dog flute.
All of our music is played by Wiener.
Yes. Oh, on the Wiener.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.